This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want another good indicator of how this economy's doing? Look out the window as you're driving around. Keep your eyes peeled for orange traffic cones and scaffolding. Construction spending is what we're talking about. It's about 4% of gross domestic product, and it hit an all-time high last year. But last year is last year, right? And it turns out construction spending has slipped a tad this year. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has that one.
Construction spending fell more than a percentage point in June. Not a ton, but it is the second month in a row.
This could indicate a weakening of the all-important construction sector.
Susan Wachter is an economist at Wharton.
It could be a bellwether, a harbinger of a slowing of the overall economy.
But if that were the case, economists would expect to see less demand for new buildings. Ken Simonson, chief economist for the industry group Associated General Contractors, says his members are as busy as ever.
They're not reporting any cancellations, any deferrals by owners, whether it's public agencies, private developers.
He says, if anything, the industry is too hot. A labor shortage is affecting the pace of building.
They would be doing more now if they had more workers on hand.
Publicly funded construction, such as on roads, bridges, and government buildings, tumbled the most in June, almost 4%, but it's still one of the best performing sectors in the industry. Alec Carrick, chief economist for software firm Construct Connect, says construction spending overall is strong, but not as high as it could be.
Construction is still taking place. It's just that we're not getting the real peak that analysts have been expecting.
He attributes that to technological disruption. E-commerce has left a lot of storefronts open. Automation lets manufacturers downsize. People can telecommute to their offices. All of which means, as the economy expands, there's less need to build new real estate to keep up. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.